Yehuda Omer, Yofa Talmud Torah Derech Eretz, Sheyegiyah Shneihem Mashkachas Arvan. V'chol Torah She'enimah Melacha Sofer B'Teila V'Goreres So the two statements of the Mishnah of Yofa Talmud Torah imid derech eretz sheyegiyah shneihem mashkachas avon, on the one hand. On the other hand, v'chol Torah she'ein imam melacha sofer b'teila v'goreres avon gives rise to the understanding that the Mefarshim have, the Rishonim have, that derech eretz in this Mishnah refers to parnasa, refers to that a person has a craft, an umnus, a source of livelihood. Ritzon olom aderech eretz, says Rabbi Yona, melacha. But then Rabbi Yona goes on to say that the phrase derech eretz isn't used exclusively in this sense. That's what it clearly means here. But elsewhere, the phrase derech eretz, Rabbeinu Yonah continues and says, "Ki loshen derech eretz pa'amim shehu kemashma'o, u'pa'amim shehu omro lemalacha, hakol lefi ha'inyan." What's the other meaning of derech eretz? So Rabbeinu Yonah himself, later in Peri Gimel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. So, im ein derech eretz ein Torah, Rabbi Yonah writes, "Ritzon olam shetzarech tchila l'saken es atzma b'midos." Right, the more, I guess, common colloquial meaning of derech eretz. Right, when we say, you know, that the person has to act with derech eretz, the person has to speak with derech eretz, it means proper midos. So sometimes derech eretz means melacha, a source of livelihood, as in Yofet Talmud Torah Derech Eretz, as in the Gemara and Brachos of Abad Dvarim Tzrichim Chizuk, Be'eluhein, Torah, Tfila, Maisim Tovim, and Derech Eretz. The Derech Eretz, there Rashi also comments in Brachos, means every worker in his profession, every craftsman in practicing his craft. And elsewhere, derech eretz means, again, the proper behavior, proper midos. Okay. See, is there any sort of, just sometimes whenever you have multiple meanings associated with a word, so sometimes the word just has different unrelated meanings. And sometimes there's a nexus. Sometimes there's a connection that really the two meanings emerge from one common semantics, from one common root. I don't know, the way Rabbeinu Yonah says it here, so it's, I don't know, he doesn't necessarily imply that there is one root. I don't know. It's at best ambiguous. Kiloshen derech eretz pa'amim shehu kemashma'u u'pa'amim shehu amru lemelacha. Agav, the Rambam also clearly has both of these meanings of derech eretz. The Rambam agrees here in our Mishnah that yofa talmud torah derech eretz. So the Rambam writes kavanasa b'derech eretz kan ha'hisaskus b'parnasa. And again, the reason he says Kan is because the Rambam, like Rabbeinu Yonah after him, also recognizes that Derech Eretz has multiple meanings in Chazal. And thus, for instance, you find the Rambam himself later in Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, when he's defining what an Am HaOretz is. So the Rambam says, "V'Am HaOretz hu Adam sheyesh lo milos midosios." He has a moral and ethical virtues. On that level, a good person. Avol ein lo milos hegyonios, but not intellectual virtues. Kloma sheyesh bo derech eretz ve'ein bo Torah. So derech eretz is the result, is the term that expresses the fact that the person has good midas. Okay, also those same two meanings as we see in Rabbeinu Yonah. The phrase in Tanakh, we don't find exactly this, but in the beginning of Sefer Melachim, Vayikrivu Yimei David Lomus Vayitzav Shlomo Beno Leimor, Anochi Holech B'Derech Kol Ha'aretz V'Chazakta V'Hayisa L'Ish. So it's not the same phrase. Here it's B'Derech Kol Ha'aretz, as opposed to just Derech Eretz. But what does it mean here? So here we would translate it, the literal translation does really capture the meaning here, that David HaMelech says to Shlomo that he's about to die. I'm going in the way of the world. That ever since the chait of Adam HaRishon, Kibiyom Achocha Mimenu is most Thomas. And David HaMelech senses, as Yaakov Avinu, as the Torah described Yaakov Avinu as well, as Vayikrivu Yimei David Lomus, so David HaMelech was able to sense that. He had that self-awareness. And he tells, and this is how he introduces his tzava, he begins his tzava to Shlomo, Anochi Holech B'derech Kol Ha'aretz. So Derech Eretz is the way of the world. And the way of the world in a natural sense. Meaning, I'm what's happening, what's impending, David tells Shlomo, is something natural. Again, talking about what's natural post-Chet of Adam HaRishon, the world and the reality as we know it, as we experience it, as has existed since the chait of Adam HaRishon. So what's impending, David HaMelech is telling Shlomo, is something natural. It's the way of the world. It's the way of the world. Interesting, that same Rambam we were looking at before in Parakeh Mishnah Vav, where he's defining the term Am HaOretz, and he says that he's a person who has, yes, he has proper midas, but is ignorant. Sheyesh bo derech eretz ve'ein bo Torah, so v'zeh nikra Am HaOretz. So why is he described as an Am HaOretz? So the Rambam explains, Kloma shehu ro'u li'yishuv ha'aretz, L'chaye chevra be'orim, v'fi sheyesh bo midos she'teitiv bohem chevraso im zulaso. The Am HaOretz has the necessary character and character traits to live in society, to be able to be collegial and congenial and to interact successfully and easily and smoothly with people. The person who doesn't have proper midos, the person whose midos are abrasive, the person is contentious, the person is quarrelsome, so that person doesn't really function well in society. L'tov heyoso odom levado is true on the, again, as the immediate context is there in Bereshis, in terms of being part of a marital union, husband and wife marrying. But it's also true, it's quite clear that the Torah assumes that people live in society. The natural state is for a person to be a member of society. When the Rambam describes, excuse me one second, when the Rambam describes the Chacham in the end of Perek Hey, Bisodei HaTorah, who makes a Kiddush Hashem by inspiring love for Torah through his impeccable integrity and his beautiful behavior. So he talks about Dibur Benachas Imabrios and Daitom Orevas Imohen Umagbilim B'Sev Eponim Yofos. Then the Rambam says, and v'lo yeroa tomet al osek b'atora otuf b'tzitzis muchta b'tfilin. Whenever you see him, he's learning, he's wearing talis and tfilin. V'osek b'chol masav l'fnei mishur sadin. He's always holding himself to a higher, more exacting standard. Then the Rambam says, v'hu shalo yisrachek harbe v'lo yishtomem. But not in a way that sets him apart and from society. That makes him divorced from society. So the natural modus vivendi, a person lives. We live as part of a community. So yitachein, that the sense of derech eretz, in the sense, again, it's more colloquial sense of midos tovos, of im ein derech eretz ein Torah. Also, as the phrase in Melachim means a naturalness. The derech eretz means that the person has the midos to be able to live the normal, natural life of being integrated and being able to function in a group setting, in a social setting, in society. So the what seems to be emerging is that what the phrase derech eretz means is that there's, again, a naturalness to his life, to his behavior, to what's happening. David HaMelech is telling Shlomo, I'm an old man. It's the end of my life. What's happening is something natural. That a person has the proper midos to be able to live in society and function in society allows him to live, again, and natural in this sense is what's supposed to be, is what's right. Yitochen, that's the tzad hashava, when derech eretz also connotes melacha, it also means that the person, that the yofet talmud Torah derech eretz, is that the person has that correct natural balance in what sense? So first of all, and most obviously, in the sense that he has this source of support and livelihood that a person needs. And that's the, again, that's the natural state of affairs. The natural state of affairs is that, again, since the Chet of Adam HaRishon is b'zayas hapecha, tocha lechem, is that one doesn't have the luxury of just finding everything ready-made to be plucked off the tree. But yitachem, that derech eretz in the sense of malacha is natural for another reason as well. Not only because of the need that it fills, but for another reason as well. Rivitzala from Valozhin in his Perush and Pirkei Avos quotes, Hine chilku hamkubalim es nefesh ha'odim legimel chalokim. They say that there are three parts or three levels to the soul. Kra'u ha'nefesh ruach neshama. V'hinei ha-nefesh, in this, when juxtaposed to ruach ha-neshama, so then what nefesh means is hu ha-chelek ha-shofel ba-adam. It's the lowest part. Ha-nikres b'fi ha-philosophim nefesh ha-chiyunis or ha-behemis. That which basically is responsible for man's physicality, man's physical nature, that dimension of a person. Kochoseha koach hazon v'hama'akel, the digestive system, v'hamolded for procreation, and the nefesh is the source of the desire and the urge that the person has in these areas. Then he goes on and he talks about ruach and the neshama. And then listen to what Abitzel writes. He says, "V'inei be'emes tzorach ha'odom loses chelko l'chol modu o modu k'yo'oslo." Because the nefesh, again, in its broader sense, New York State, the nefesh in its broader sense is comprised of three chalokim. A person needs to accommodate and needs to be attuned to the needs of each of those three chalkei nefesh. So even that lowest level of soul, the nefesh ha-chiyunis, the nefesh ha-behemis, gam la nefesh ha-chiyunis, he has to provide appropriately, not excessively, not inappropriately, but appropriately. Ki lo sohu b'ra l'sheves yitzara, v'tzorach gam kein le'echo v'lishtos. A person's not a malach. A person needs to eat and drink. To be mekayim the mitzvah. Kilotzi vanu Hashem yizbarach lesagev gufeinu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't command us to be ascetics and to afflict ourselves. Achadurab, tzivanu lecho v'lishtos. To eat in a balanced, moderate way. Adrabah, v'nozer shesigef atzom min hayayin nikra chote. V'chein mitzuva al peri v'rivyu b'kahai gavna. Ach betznai kofu shiyu kulam avodas Hashem yizbarach. A person has a physical element, a physical side, a physical dimension. And that physical side can't be neglected, can't be ignored. It should be framed and contextualized and acting in the service of the spiritual dimension. But it's not a question of ignoring it, neglecting it. Okay, fine. Then Rav Bitzel has in our Mishnah. The Im Tomar, commenting on our Mishnah, of Yafet Talmud Torah Darachet Shigia Shnei Machmish Kachazov. The Im Tomar, Im Kain, that the greatest thing, the holiest thing, is unquestionably and unequivocally Torah. Esok b'Torah Hakdosha Levat. So doesn't it follow, isn't it sort of a logical train of thought and a logical conclusion that if Torah is the summit of Kedusha, so that should be one's sole preoccupation. And what says Rav Bitzel, Laze Omer, Kol Torah She'eini Mamalocha, Sofa B'Teilu V'Gavera Sovim. U'Kamosha Kasavnu La'el, She'tzarech Litein Gam La'haguf Chalko. So I don't know if what we're about to say is what Rav Bitzel means or where we're going one big step further. I don't know. So maybe the Shatzarach Liten Gam L'Haguf Chalkel simply means that if a person won't have Parnosa, so then he won't be able to provide for his basic physical needs. And that's what it means, Shatzarach Liten Gam L'Haguf Chalkel. That a person that the mahalach in life is not to deny one's physicality, one's physical needs, not to a person is supposed to recognize the balance that has to be there. So it could be that's what he means. Could also mean shetzarach liten gam lahaguf chelko. That the physical dimension in Ruba de Ruba of people, there are B'nai Aliyah who are exceptions, but for the overwhelming majority of us, the Tzarech Liten La'guf Chelko is the Etzem Hisaskos B'malacha. It's not only the paycheck that one receives on the 1st and the 15th of the month, but the tzach liten laguf chelko is the hisaskos b'malacha. And the pashtus is that it's not only ahecha timtza that a person, rachmana litzlan, shouldn't be so poor that he resorts to listus and to cheating on taxes or government programs or other things, because the sefer of the mission of Chol Torah She'eini Mamalocha Sofa B'Teilu V'Gavera Sovim, you see, Yitachen, that already highlights the dangers of the nisyonos of self-imposed poverty. The Reisha seems to make a positive statement that it's the combination of Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz, Yigia Shnehem is Mashkach HaZovam. And Yitachin, that what Ravitzala means when it says Shatzav Liten Gam Laguf Chalko, is that part of that balance that a person has to have, recognizing the Naran within him, recognizing those different parts or levels of soul, ranging from basic physicality to sublime spirituality, is that the Hisaskus B'Malacha itself is part of the Tzorach Liten L'Haguf Chalko. The way a person achieves the maximum in Ruchnius is when in his life the Torah's balance, the recommended, the mandated balance is maintained. Then a person can achieve the maximum in Ruchnius. But imbalance always throws the entire system off. And the Ve'im Toma Im Kein Esog B'Torah Kedosha Levad L'Zeh Oma Kol Torah She'inim Ha'Malacha Sofa B'Teila V'Gareres Avon. The paradox is that attempt in an imbalanced way to maximize Torah, so it doesn't just result in physical deprivation, it results in spiritual kilkul. Sofa b'teila v'goreres avon. It's not a relevant question. Maybe one can discuss if it's b'chal a legitimate question, but even assuming that it's a legitimate question, it's not a relevant question why the Ribbono Shel Olam created us that way. But he clearly did. And he clearly did. We're not angelic, we're human. And tzarach litein gam la'aguf chalka, not in an excessive way, not in an ultimate way, not that that's a goal, not that that's an end unto itself, but instrumentally in pursuit of the Torah HaKadosha, in pursuit of the Torah HaKadosha, a person has to give the guf chalka also. And derech eretz means the natural balance that a person is supposed to have. A person is supposed to be able to live in society. He has to have the midas to be able to live in society, to be congenial, to be collegial with people. And a person is also supposed to have this balance between the tzarkei hanefesh with the tzarkei ruach and neshama. It's admirable, but ill-advised when we create an imbalance, mistakenly thinking that that's going to create a riboy of Torah, that that's going to allow us to maximize in terms of Torah, in terms of Avodas Hashem. Now, it is true, of course, The last mission in Kiddushin, Rabbi Meir Omer La'olam Yilamid Odom as Beno Umnus Kala Nakia, Umnus Nakia Vakala. But later in the mission of Abna Havoy, Omer Maniach Ani Kol Umnus Shaba Olam Ve'eni Melamin Is Beni El Torah. So it's true. There's a Mishnah of Yofet Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. There's also a Mishnah of Rabbi Navai. But the pashtus is that why does Rabbi Nahavai express his shita sort of autobiographically? This is what I'm doing. Maniach ani kol umna sheba olam. I don't know when Rebbe Lezer says sov zman kriyishma and sov hashma rishona, he doesn't say ani makfed l'sayim kriyishma shall arven at sov hashma rishona. He says it at sov hashma rishona. Let's have his man. Eini milam is b'ni el Torah. So the pasha says that Rebbe Nahavai is not disagreeing with Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Nahavai is saying that there are yechidei skula for whom there's a different derech, who can, for them, they can achieve a balance in a way that Ruba, the rest of us cannot. And that's why he says it, Ba'osaloshon. That's why he says it, Maniachani. This is what I'm doing. I see in my son that this will work for him. Similar to the Gemara in Ketzin Mevachin of Harbe Asu Krab Yishmael Va Also Biyadon and Krab Shimon Va Yochai Va Also Biyadon. And the Maisa, we see it. We see it. You know, in terms of extremes on the spectrum, so usually one can describe, let's say the spectrum of pleasure or enjoyment from Olam Hazeh. So at one end of the spectrum is hedonism. At the other end of the spectrum is asceticism. So it's fair to say, it's accurate to say that the hedonism is the sort of the megushim dikka end of the spectrum, the physical materialistic end of the spectrum, and the asceticism is the spiritual end of the spectrum. That's a fair description, and yet the Rambam tells us in Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos that both extremes are equally wrong. Both extremes are equally wrong. There's one extreme that a person, oiv kesef lo yisba kesef. A person, he's got billions, he wants more billions. There's another extreme, a person's not interested in having enough money to pay his grocery bill, to pay his electric bill, to pay his rent. There's a what we would describe as a physical extreme. There's a spiritual extreme, and the Rambam tells us both extremes are equally wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a balance. Kach goes v'chochmoso. Within the Torah, there's a balance that corresponds and guides our balanced self and the way to be matzliach in avodas Hashem in ruchnius is to be mindful of that balance and to maintain it. A good night, Mevaseh, a good night of Shabbos.